An outcry from clean air advocates last winter prompted the Utah Division of Air Quality to begin looking at toxic chemicals in Salt Lake Valley's air pollution. The Environmental Protection Agency classifies nearly 190 chemicals as hazardous air pollutants. The State Air Quality Office has zeroed in on several dozen of them that have shown up in pollution monitors in West Valley City and Bountiful. Roman Kuprov led the review. He compared local results with data from Phoenix.
I don't know if there's anything particularly mind-blowing about it, but I was pleasantly surprised to see that we're not very different from many other urban areas in the U.S.
Kuprov says nearly a dozen known and suspected carcinogens showed up in measurable amounts, but mostly at very low levels. The same is true for exposure to air toxics that might cause health impacts with day-in, day-out exposures over a lifetime. Brian Mensch is a co-founder of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, and his take on the numbers is different.
We're glad that the state is paying some attention to it. That's the first thing. The second thing, however, is that this is preliminary data, but it's also very general data. It's not specific enough, and it's not complete enough to really give us a handle on what the health consequences are of these particular toxic compounds.
Utah's Air Quality Office agrees that more study is needed. It plans to freshen up its data set with three new monitors. The idea is to understand how these hazardous air pollutants might be affecting health. Judy Fays, KUER News.